morning, Liz.
Hello, Dave. Good morning, and how are you this fine day?
Wonderful. Wow. You're in good spirits. What's up, Liz?
Oh, well, I just wanted to tell you about a little brush with greatness I had yesterday.
Wow.
I requested tickets on Sunday and was lucky enough to be granted a seat yesterday at Good Morning America in New York City.
And Garth was there.
Oh. So, the night before, I went and bought his favorite candy, which, going to his concerts a billion times, I know what it is. And I bought him a little card, and I had it for him, and he was done, and he was leaving. And I was a little sad because I was sitting in the last seat in the last row. And he walked right past me, and I go, "Garth, can I give you this?" He's like, "Sure." He goes, "And I have to go right to another show, so these are really going to come in handy." He was very happy with the candy.
What are they?
He literally... Oh, I don't want to tell you. Give away my secret. Peanut butter M&Ms.
Really?
So he loves them.
That's good. So, good choice, Garth.
So I showed him a pin I was wearing, and it was the first time that my daughters and I actually met him outside of Regis and Kathy Lee way back when in 1999. And I said, "Here's my girls. The first time they met you, it was him and my girls." And he's like, "Oh, my gosh. When was that?" I said, "December of 1999. And he goes, "And how old are they now?" And I said, 24, 26, and 28. He goes, "Oh, my God, so are my girls." He literally stood there for 10 minutes. I was in the back of the studio. It wasn't like 4,000 people were around me. And for every single thing that you hear about this man and how genuine and how sweet and how he makes you feel like you're the only person in the room and the only person that matters, it's 150,000 times correct. It's accurate. He is the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. And like I said, I met him about 12 times, and he's the greatest guy. And I can't say enough good about him.
That's so awesome, wow. Liz. It's so great. So yeah. I talked to you last week, right?
You did.
Yes, because your youngest is Taylor and his oldest is Taylor. Is that right?
You are a genius.
Wow, what a memory.
He's not as smart as you.
Well, that story stuck with me because I remember that you had gone to so many of his concerts. I'm so glad that you're able to share those experiences with us, though, because you're right. Garth, he's like a fairy tale. He's better than anyone can ever imagine.
Ever imagine, right. I sent the picture to you guys on your Facebook page, but I don't think it got approved yet. But, yeah, it's there, and I will admit it is touched up because that gorgeous man does need no work. He's a year older than me, and he's perfect. But me, not a great picture. I had to do a little editing to get my wrinkles off my face. But
you're so
I'm
funny.
Admitting it. For 56, I don't look that bad, but, you know, we all need a little work sometimes.
You're amazing, Liz. Thank you so much. We are going to find that photo and make sure that we share it, okay?
Oh, you guys have a great day. Love you guys. Love your show. And talk to you soon.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.